This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams on our site, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. You'll find them both on there, and they're both free at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Coming up tonight, there's a new tax that some states have created.
New tax.
Oh, good. I love new
taxes. Unbelievable. Well, this one's it's pretty creative on their part. They've decided to tax speeding tickets.
Well, hold on a second. They're getting the money already.
Right.
They want more. Getting the money from the speeding ticket, and they're going to tax you on the speeding ticket?
They want more. I'll explain later on.
Shouldn't they have to pay the tax on the speeding ticket?
Before you get so indignant, we'll talk about it later. That's coming up. Plus, we had somebody call in and claim that hunters did not drink last night, or at least none of the hunters that he knew drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out there are allegations flying around now from Secret Service agents that Dick Cheney was drunk as a skunk the day that he had shot his friend there in the forest or wherever it was that they were shooting their quail.
Surprise, surprise.
Now, Secret Service agents aren't supposed to be telling stories out of school.
That's why it's kind of a allegation, and it's, you know, obviously you can't get the guy's name. Anyway, we'll get into that and more. Your calls as well, whatever's on your mind. In fact, what I want to know first is, how do you feel about a national ID card? You feel like it's a good idea? You feel like it'll keep you safer? You feel like it's a terrible invasion of your privacy and un-American? 1-800-259-9231 is the number, 800-259-9231. Apparently one man feels pretty good about it, right, Jason?
Oh, yeah, he loves the idea.
Please tell me about this.
Well,
and where's it from?
This man is Douglas McGray. He's from San Francisco.
I don't know who he is.
Well, he's from San Francisco.
The same place that brought you the handgun ban.
Well, I don't think
for people who don't live, or for people who live in San Francisco.
That's right.
You can't draw any conclusions from the man's geography.
No, but it's awfully interesting.
It is.
There are certainly a lot of big government people in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me about this, Jason.
Well, as the states get ready to comply with a law passed last May to roll out the real ID cards, it might be time to consider a national identification card.
That's what the real ID is. So he's actually
right.
Somehow trying to pimp a more, I guess, coalesced version of a national ID card?
A further-reaching ID card.
I see.
Now, security heavies and cultural conservatives say a national ID card is necessary to protect us from Islamic terrorists and illegal immigrants. Whereas super-sexy libertarians such as ourselves and government-wary leftists — that super sexy part was not in the article, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And leftists fret about privacy. Progressives and moderates have not much of an opinion or enthusiasm for the debate. There are lots of reasons why they should find the idea of a national ID card appealing. Among them.
Really?
Among them. Healthcare. Today, if you go to the emergency room, your medical history is whatever you remember to tell your doctor. Healthcare reformers long to build an electric healthcare database so medical records can follow patients wherever they go.
And be accessed by whomever they feels like accessing.
Right. Anyone who swipes your card.
For instance, your employer. I mean, do you really want your employer to know that you've got hepatitis C?
Not really.
That you contracted from a hooker? You know? Or, for God's sake, you can get it from anywhere. But
yep.
Do you want your employer knowing all these things? Do you want...
Now, hold on a second. If you want to have something like that, you should be able to have it. I mean, if you want to have a medical history at a swipe of a card, go for it.
Absolutely.
Sign up for some service that will provide you with this card that you're looking for. But forcing this idea on everybody? Not good.
No. There are many, many people out there who wish not to have their entire medical history at the disposal of anybody.
Right, so let people that want to be private continue to be private, and let those that want to just give up all their information give up as much as they like. That's what freedom's all about.
Indeed.
I have to agree.
One size fits all, I am not a fan of, but this guy apparently thinks it's a good idea.
He loves it.
You know, he could really care less what you think. He wants his way.
That's right.
And his way is best for all of us, so
it really
we just
is.
Need to accept
like
it.
Like, he's smarter than we are, and you know, therefore he should get to run our lives. It's the same thought process that so many people have when they say there ought to be a law.
Well, I'm far from convinced so far in this national ID card. Let's continue with your suggestions.
Poverty. Without a stable address or the cash to pay registration fees, the homeless struggle to get valid photo ID. Who says they need one anyway? Even the working poor can find themselves without ID if a few parking tickets hit at the wrong time and their driver's licenses get suspended.
You can still get an ID if you don't have a driver's license.
And yes,
By the way, your driver's license is still valid even though it's suspended. I mean, it's
as far as identification.
Sure.
Yes.
You can get identified because you have a suspended driver's license. You just can't use it to drive. And the national ID card isn't going to allow you to drive either. This is a stupid reason.
Of course it is, but
he should be poked in the eye for that.
But he goes on to say a national ID card would make it easier for the now officially anonymous to claim benefits, apply for work, get health care, cash check, enter government buildings, etc., etc.
Okay, so they can get some welfare out of it. All right.
Yeah, great. Education.
Well, that's exactly what I want to do is run, is get a better means of getting welfare to people who aren't very good at getting it now.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better. Education, as far as that goes, the No Child Left Behind Act relies on broad...
Speaking of welfare, let's talk about public education.
Yeah, great. It relies on broad and potentially misleading measures to guess at school quality because there's no way to track individual children from grade to grade to see how they progress. School districts have no way to know which student quit school and which ones have just moved across town. Which means federal accountability schemes have no way for factoring dropout rates.
And they can't look at kids' grades throughout the years? What? Is that what he just said?
They get lost, right?
He essentially said that the school system is too incompetent to keep track of the students.
Oh, right.
They are. Absolutely, the school system's too incompetent.
There's no doubt.
Really, idea. Certainly no answer
I'd
no
like to make
that.
Clear that my private school that I went to up until 8th grade, they know how to find me and ask for money, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have not lost me.
Like, right now, they're contacting
you. Yeah, absolutely. They haven't lost me, but the public school... I've never heard anything from
Sandwich
them.
Who?
They, you know, I heard that there was a reunion of some sort that I missed because they can't get a hold of me.
Right.
And
the reunions are normally put together by individuals. So, I mean, they're doing their best to get a hold of people. And, yeah, the education system is dismal, and they're terrible at everything they do. To suggest that a national, centrally controlled ID card is going to be the magic fix to the education system is just totally nuts.
Just like every election year, we need more money for education. Give me more money for education.
Right.
That'll fix everything.
Oh, yeah. It's obviously fixed everything. That's
why
we have a tremendous illiteracy rate.
It costs twice as much to educate somebody in a public school as it does in a private school. And they're
the results.
Significantly more likely to walk out of there only able to cuss and knife fight.
Yeah.
And put a condom on a cucumber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's very useful.
It is. Well, in case you want to protect your fruit from something.
Well, social welfare. As applied to the Real ID Act, or Real ID Act applied to this. The tangle of agencies that work with the disadvantaged have no good way to share data. It was only a decade ago, for example, that researchers began proving that federal spending to reduce homelessness cuts costs in the prison, healthcare, and welfare systems.
Huh? But it increases costs to, spending on preventing homelessness.
Right. National ID database might lead to better allocation of resources and quicker responses to emerging needs.
Or it won't.
Yeah, I think that's more likely.
I think it's more likely that they'll fail at absolutely everything that they try. Does this guy have more of this laundry list of ideas?
A little bit. It's mostly garbage.
All right. 800-259-9231.
Like,
well, there's more. We'll come back to it. The federal ID. Now... The Real ID card is a national ID. We'll explain why that is coming up. And this guy apparently wants to make it even more so of a national ID card. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about the national ID?
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website. It's all free, including the map, the listener map, with over 900 of our listeners around the world who have plotted themselves on our international map of listeners. You go to map.freetalklive.com. You can scroll around and find out who else, maybe in your area or halfway across the world, is listening to Free Talk Live. You can add yourself by punching in your location, your name, photo of yourself if you like, as well as a phrase to go along with your entry, and you're there on the map of listeners at map.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the national ID card, and what brought this up is Real ID. Some of the states have been complaining about the Real ID Act, which Congress passed about a year ago now. I think it was back in May of 2005. And the Real ID Act mandates that all the states have to go on to this new system. Well, it's not mandatory, but if the state refuses
darn
to do
close
it,
to it.
Yeah, if the state refuses to do it, then they can't participate in any more federal programs. The citizens of that particular state will not be allowed to fly at airports and that sort of thing. So
suffice it to say, all the states are going to accept it.
Well, they're complaining about it. They're complaining because it's not being funded. The federal government's coming down with all of these demands for changes to ID cards, and they're not coming down with any money at the same time. So the states are fretting about this, and they're freaking out. And it may very well be possible. In fact, New Hampshire seems to be considering saying no to the national ID card, which I find pretty exciting.
That would be fantastic.
I think it would be excellent if more than one state said no to the real ID card. And it is a national ID card. Okay, yeah, your state driver's license is still going to say Florida. It may have a logo of the state of Florida on it, but it's going to have standardized information.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, of the 50 states, there's different info that's on some cards. Some cards even have your Social Security number on them. And I think that's sort of being phased out over time in those states. But there are some different information that you'll find from one state to another. In the case of the Real ID, it's going to nationalize the standards for driver's licenses. So even though it's going to say a different state's name at the top, it's going to be a national ID card. Because it's going to be controlled by the Department of Homeland Security. The top guy at the Department of Homeland Security will be the one who sets the rules, sets the standards for the national ID. So if they decide to start the national ID card with a thumbprint, they can do that. If he decides 2 years down the line that he wants to put a retina scan in, you know, retina scan or biometric information on there, he can put whatever he wants into the regulations.
It's really left up to him. It's not, and that's it. It's just up to him, in charge, some appointed official, an elected one.
Is it Chertoff?
Chertoff.
Yeah. Chertoff. You know, an appointed official, not an elected one. And I find that very disturbing.
Yeah.
That he would be able to just decide what information. If they want a little drop of your blood with some DNA
that's
information
right
on there,
they can have it.
Yep. They can have it.
And if you're a hermaphrodite, you got to put that on there, too.
I don't know. It's so weird and disturbing.
And so now we're going to get into a situation in this country where you've got people like this guy that you've got this article here from the St. Pete Times, I believe, Jason.
Yeah, it is.
This guy is pushing for the national ID card idea. In fact, he's acting as though the real ID card isn't actually a national ID, when in fact it is. He's pushing for a more national ID, like a U.S. citizen national ID.
A further reaching real ID card.
And so it's going to be people like him versus people like us who will refuse to accept a national ID. And thank goodness there are going to be a lot of people in America that refuse to accept it.
And the thing is you know, all these advantages that he's talking about the national ID card having, he's not really pointing out that the people that don't want this, that really don't want it. In a free country, the people that don't want this national ID card are going to suffer. They're going to have a very difficult time traveling from place to place. They're going to have a very difficult time doing business. You know, if he gets his
You'd
way...
You'd be lucky if you can get a Greyhound ticket.
You know, yep. I mean, if he really wants medical information easily transferable, wear one of those damn bracelets.
Yeah.
You know, get a microchip.
One of those I've fallen, I can't get up things.
Yeah,
right?
Carry some kind of... Carry a jump drive on you that has all of your medical history on it. And it's got, you know, I mean, they make them in a half a gig size. That's plenty of room to have all your...
And you wouldn't need 32 megs for all your medical history. That's documentation.
You carry it on your keychain, man.
Yeah.
Quit trying to mandate crap for me so it's easier for you.
All right, let's continue with his alleged reasons why we should be all excited about giving the federal government some of our information.
Right. Well, we've already gone through health care, poverty, education, social welfare. Here's immigration. National ID would help Immigration and Customs Enforcement shift its emphasis off impoverished, undocumented workers and onto more often unscrupulous businessmen who hire them. For now, if a businessman, a farmer, a labor contractor, gets pulled over driving a truck loaded full of illegal immigrants, they can play dumb, even if they sold the workers their fake ID cards.
Wait, so what are they... Wait, so they're suggesting what exactly?
He's suggesting that somehow he can go after, you know, it's going to not have us worry about the immigrants themselves, but the folks who hire them. That hire them. So we're not going to go after the drug users. We're going after the drug pushers is, you know, the whole philosophy.
I'm trying to think of how the national ID card would help them go after the people who hired illegal immigrants. I'm thinking maybe it has something to do with what we talked about, I think it was a couple weeks ago on the show, where the idea has been proposed by the Department of Homeland Security, and it hasn't gone any farther than just being proposed at this point. They're talking about this. They're talking about some sort of mandatory citizenship check for you to get a job. Well, for you to get a job. So I could see how the national ID might tie in with an idea like that where, okay, well, man, why don't you come to me for a job? And I say, okay, I'm going to need to see your ID, your national ID card. And I'm going to run this through my little database checker because it could be that you faked it. It could be a fake card. I can't just look at it. I have my little Department of Homeland Security swiper here.
Magno swiper.
Right. I'm going to swipe your card, and then it's going to talk to the government database and find out whether or not you're actually a citizen as you claim to be. So therefore, every single person who wants to get a job in the United States would have to go through essentially a federal approval process. You would not be able to get a job if Department of Homeland Security did not allow it.
Disturbing.
How Nazi-esque is this? I mean, how freaky?
Well, and get it. You know, all they're going to do is the market's going to move around it, and suddenly so many more people are going to be independent contractors.
Yeah, but yeah. I understand
and
what you're saying.
I would say most migrant workers are independent contractors anyway.
Right, but what I'm talking about is they might actually require you to present the national ID card to be an independent contractor as well.
Well, why don't they have me present it to buy gasoline at the station, too? You know?
Maybe.
I think
you can't buy groceries at the grocery store unless you have this thing.
Yeah, I think there are folks in Washington who, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I can think of people that have called this show that would be all about that. The people that just have no interest in whatsoever in allowing immigrants come in here. We heard from one of them last night on the show. He would be behind that idea. Yeah, let's check people's ID every single chance we get. We got to keep those brown people out. That's how they feel about it.
Let's kill productivity.
Yes. Yes. Oh, boy. That's so, here comes the national ID fight. It is coming down the pipe. It's happening right now in Great Britain because they're moving on this a little bit faster than the United States is. So we're kind of going to get to see a little bit of what possibly might happen over here in advance, but it's not going to be fun. Especially like if you said, Manwich, if the fight does really happen and people like us are excluded from being able to travel. I mean, you and I are going on a business trip here at the end of this month. I'm concerned I'm going to show up on the no-fly list. But if we say no to the national ID card, then it's definite that we're not going to be able to fly, according to the Department of Homeland Security, at least. 800-259-9231. We got a new tax to tell you about. If you've been caught speeding, you're going to have to pay this tax in some states. Also, Alexander in Florida wants to talk about Somalia and anarchy. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through there. And there's about 1,200 people interacting. Fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find them all on our website, on the bulletin board system, at freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the national ID card. It's disturbing. If you have thoughts on it, how do you feel about the idea? 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we need to move to the phones because this is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Alexander in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
So yeah, first I wanted to congratulate the FSP and the Porcupine Movement for getting to 7,000 members finally.
Did we get to 7,000?
That's excellent.
That's right.
Excellent. Nice.
So I'm very, very happy about that, and I'm an FSP member myself, so I'm pretty happy to see people
are
coming on the family.
So what else is on your mind tonight, Alexander?
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk about Somalian anarchy and how prospective that is in Somalia and how well it's working. And, I mean, they were coming out, the big media stations were coming out with stories about how there's, violence going on in Somalia and how people are shooting each other and the warlords are shooting each other.
Right, it sounds very dangerous.
Right.
Chaotic, yes.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very, very chaotic.
You wouldn't walk down the street with anything of value in your hand in that kind of chaos?
Oh, yeah, completely. But the truth is that the only reason that violence is even taking place is because there's certain people trying to take power and trying to create a government in which the people do not want a government. I mean, it's against their customary law in that part of the region to actually have one group controlling a bunch of other groups. And that's the only reason that violence is actually entailing in that part of the world. And when media coverage and the big government starts saying there's finally hope for a government in Somalia, but the warlords are stopping the government from taking place and they're shooting on the streets or whatever,
mm-hmm.
That's completely bogus because the people actually don't want that, and it's not part of their customs to do that. And I think it's very interesting how anarchy is coming out in Somalia and how it's being grown in Somalia with somewhat private law system in which each case is done on an individual basis, and judges are actually held accountable for what sentences they place on the cases, and how much in economic growth there is in the nation itself.
Yeah, that part I find really interesting. The fact that you can go and order a phone line in Somalia and it'll be installed that same day. You can get a cell phone; it's turned on instantly. I mean, it's just the economy has really been booming. The warlords are certainly a problem, and I think it's interesting that you're pointing out that the reason why they exist is simply because people are trying to take power; they're trying to form another government, and that's why the fighting is actually going on. Whereas, if they perhaps were. It's unfortunate that they were thrown into this particular state. I mean, because the government was destroyed back in the early 90s?
That's my understanding.
Like 94, I believe?
Yeah, 93, 94 range.
91 it was.
91. The government was destroyed back then, and so they were just sort of thrown into it as opposed to, you know, making the choice, the choice to just sort of get rid of their government. And so since then, you've had people that have been trying to take control of power. But it's going on, 15 years now that they actually haven't been successful at it? It certainly hasn't turned into a paradise or anything like that. But nonetheless, it's interesting to keep an eye on, something to watch for the next few years.
Correct.
Any other thoughts for us, Alexander?
Well, I want to talk really quick about, the angst of the general politicians about Walmart and how Walmart's evil and all that stuff, because I just heard a politician talking on a media station about how Walmart's bad because they're accepting government money to create new roads and how they're accepting, you know, products from China. And, well, in my opinion, the government shouldn't even be giving Walmart or even any other corporation subsidies to create new roads for their businesses, you know, or anything new for their businesses.
It's funny that the politician would blame Walmart for taking the money from the government. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem very fair. You shouldn't hand candy to a baby and then slap it in the mouth when it takes it.
Yeah,
I know better. Kid, sugar's bad. Smack. You know, what the heck?
I gave you a choice.
I mean, this guy's nuts.
Yeah.
He's like, he's some kind of weird, like, mass sadist.
Well, people, Walmart is always going to be the object of controversy. I mean, I agree with some of the things they do. Some of the things they do I definitely disagree with. I mean, they've been involved with eminent domain. They've been involved with, you know, they have a censorship policy that I'm certainly not a fan of. But at the same time, man, their prices are low. Alexander, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Manwich.
Hey, Matt. What's up?
Hey, just wanted to call in here. I'm kind of new to activism and whatnot. I've always kind of been in line with libertarianism and whatnot, but for the first time I decided to do something.
Well, that's good. If more people did something, we'd be in a much better state.
Well, and that's, you know, the impression I got after hanging on the boards for a while is that there's a lot of talk, there's a little bit of action.
True, talk is cheap, man.
Exactly. So what I did recently is I signed up to be the temporary state office for the MGM bill, which is the male genital mutilation bill.
Oh, boy.
And I'm, I know it's topical, what with that 8-year-old in Illinois and all.
Yeah, right. Last night there's a judge that's deciding on whether or not an 8-year-old's going to get a circumcision. Okay, what does this bill entail?
Well, what this is this is an effort that I just became involved with recently, although I've been concerned about male genital mutilation for quite some time now. And what it does is, on an annual basis, there
just
are...
Just for those listening, male genital mutilation can be commonly referred to as circumcision.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a little confusing.
Okay. I'm sorry. He interrupted you. Go ahead, sir.
That's all right. Basically, on an annual basis, this group submits legislation both at the federal and state levels to ban male and intersex genital mutilation.
Okay.
So it was my first foray into activism, and it's an issue I feel strongly about. So
good.
It was a good place for me to get involved, but I've been trying to think of this in a libertarian context, in a broader context, in terms of activism as a whole. And something I just heard from the podcast from yesterday's program struck me in that, you know, the current government is set up to reward the aggregation of power. Libertarianism is opposed to that. So
right.
How can we win?
How can we win? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean, government rewards power, getting power, and
right.
How would we win in that? When libertarians don't want that, don't want the government to have power. How do we defeat these political parties that in fact want to increase power?
Well, we'd have to get our message out there. I mean,
yeah.
We have to get people behind the idea of liberty and freedom. We have to win back the hearts and minds of Americans one individual at a time, just like you. Matt, you'd sort of been on our side for a little while, but you hadn't really done anything up until this point. So, you know, there was something that pushed you over the edge into activism. Do you know what that was?
Well, it's been a long road to get here.
Right. I mean, was there a defining moment where you finally decided, that's it, I am doing something? I mean, was there anything
honestly,
in particular?
Honestly, spare time.
Really?
I mean,
okay.
I hate to be that simplistic about it, but
well,
it's been
an
issue
that's an important point for a lot of people, and thanks for the call, Matt. We appreciate hearing from you. People don't have a lot of time, and that's something that we're struggling against with this movement. People are so busy paying taxes. I mean, you told us last week that people spend until May or June of the year, man, which is paying taxes.
Yeah.
Before they actually get to take a dollar home and put it in the bank for themselves.
Well, you've heard of Tax Freedom Day.
We're coming back with more, 800-259-9231. There's no doubt that it is a long road ahead of us, but we're going for it. It's Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance.
Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. Not only that, by the way, if you are a female and you call in, you get put to the head of the queue. There, if there's a couple guys on the line right now. If you were to be a lady and call in, we're putting you on first, just so you know.
It's always been that way.
You get special treatment on Free Talk Live. And, again, the Shrine of Female Listeners, not a beauty contest. All you have to do is send us a picture of yourself, but it has to be validated, which means that in the photo you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live. And you can see what I mean by that by going and looking at the Shrine at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, to the amplifier-only line. It's Michael in Wisconsin. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Greetings.
Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, I heard you talking about the national ID, and I just wanted to mention real briefly, and I'll post this on the board later, that the State Department is now issuing passports with RFID chips in them.
Okay, the State Department. So everybody's passport from here on out is going to have RFID?
Right now, they're issuing them only to diplomats, but everyone's going to get them by October.
So what do you think the insidious plot is here, Matthew?
I mean, Matthew there?
Michael.
Sorry. My bad. Michael, what's the insidious plot, according to Manwich?
Here's the deal. The chips are supposedly encrypted, but the encryption's already been broken.
Really?
So
right.
Anybody with an RFID reader can just stand there in the airport, read your passport as you go by, and... These chips have your name, your date of birth, your place of birth,
mm-hmm.
an image of yourself. People can make fake passports, do identity theft, get credit cards in your name. so on and so forth.
Wow. That's pretty disturbing.
You know, it sounds par for the course, though. I mean, this is just the sort of dumb crap that the government would do.
And isn't this something that they want to put into the national ID card as well as RFID chips, as I understand it?
I haven't heard RFID chips specifically, but I do know they do want to put biometric data in it, like fingerprints, digital image, something like that.
Right. There's no reason why they couldn't put an RFID chip in here. The Homeland Security guy has carte blanche control over the standards of these cards. So if they're not going to launch with RFID, they could very easily implement them 2 years down the line if they wanted to.
Oh, yeah, they could add them in later whenever they wanted.
Right, so this needs to be resisted. I mean, what if they come out with the RFID, what are you going to do? If they come out with the national ID card, Michael, what is it that you're going to do?
Well, I already signed up for the Free State Project, so I'm going to New Hampshire.
Excellent. And you'll be joining a lot of other people that are definitely going to stand up against this sort of tyrannical government, this identification plot that they have going on. It needs to be fought against.
You know, it's one of the only things I can think of to do to stop the government, and it's just rolling, it's just constant growth. You know, whether you think it's an insidious reason it's growing, or whether you think it's just growing because that's the nature of government to grow.
Right. It is.
Either
it's
way,
it's stupidity. The government cannot do anything right.
I'm afraid I have to agree with you. But there's other people out there that believe that the government's growing because, you know, there's a plot by a bunch of very wealthy men to take over the world. It could be true. I mean, I don't know. I certainly am not a wealthy man, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Well, that's interesting and all, but the fact is government is growing, and that's what we have to deal with.
Yeah, it's true one way or the other.
Right. Michael, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, that's toll-free. To the phones, we continue with Dave in New Hampshire. Speaking of New Hampshire, the Free State, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. I had a fun conversation I wanted to share with you today that I had with a federal bureaucrat.
Oh, really? Boy. What happened?
He was the spokesman for the Labor Department. And I called him because I guess the Labor Department came down on the local guy in Manchester, New Hampshire, for letting some kids work before 5 a.m.
Oh, dear goodness.
I saw the details. It was 7 a.m., just to be technically accurate there.
You're right. I'm sorry. They worked at 5 a.m., which is before 7 a.m. They're required to not be at work before 7 a.m.
Okay, so you called this bureaucrat to, what, chastise him?
I told him I was with the Keene Free Press, and I wanted to know how much tax money he had expended to get this guy fined. And I left a voice message, didn't get a response, called him a couple days later, and that was today. And I did catch him live this time, and so he said, well, I am working on it, I'm looking into it. You know, he was relatively polite, and I said, I really want to know how much of my tax money was used, you know, to protect me from this guy. And he goes, well, you know, I'm using tax money to find the answer for you, too. You're spending tax money by asking questions. Well, I said, you know, every minute of you're spending on me, you're not spending to hunt down and hurt somebody else. He said something like, he goes, well, last I checked, New Hampshire was still part of the union. They're supposed to follow the laws. I said, well, we're working on to fix that.
And, what do you say to that?
He didn't really say anything to it. He said, you don't sound like much of an objective journalist. I'm not claiming to be one. He's supposedly going to have an answer for me, although I'm not going to believe what he says. But
yeah, did you get him to nail down like a date when he'll have an answer for you?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in touch with him if I don't have it.
I'm sure you will. And he knows your number now, so he can avoid your calls. You're going to have to start calling from payphones and stuff.
Oh, I'll figure something out. I just mainly wanted to let him know we're on the radar and we're paying attention to him.
Well, it's good. It's good, man, because most of these federal government agents, they just go on about their business and nobody ever calls them on it. And
they're not used. Yeah, they're not used to being, that's why I said, you should expect from time to time that people are going to push back.
Excellent, Dave. Thank you for the update, man. We appreciate hearing from you
as
always.
The more often the people push back, the less the bureaucrats are going to do. And,
that's right.
You know, it's bad enough to have bureaucrats around and having to pay them and all that other stuff. It's worse to have them doing things.
Right. And
trying to help. And getting involved.
And yep. when we've
being
seen
proactive.
We've seen the New Hampshire Freedom Movement pushing back a few times over the last year or so. And every time they push back, the bureaucrats back down. I mean, it is constant. They
every
threaten
time.
And they threaten and they threaten, and then when we push back, they disappear. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our website and check out all the stuff that we've got there for free. The bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, wiki, updates, live streaming, and more. It's all on the house. To help Free Talk Live out in return for giving you all that stuff for free, well, we ask for your vote. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that is vote.freetalklive.com. And it takes you less than a minute of your time. All you need is your email address. Your vote helps us out big time because it keeps us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And right now, I believe we're currently ranked at number 4.
Thanks to
those of you that have voted. And if you've yet to go, do it now at vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've got a lot to talk about here still to come tonight. Let's see. Eminent Domain, we got sex slavery in the United Kingdom. Cheney drunk during the hunt. I mean, there's so much on the plate. How much of it we'll get to remains to be seen. But here's a new law that is being found in some states, including Michigan, New Jersey, and Texas, as well as New York, of course, that is going to allow the states to tax drivers annually, even if they live in another state, simply because they received a speeding ticket. This, according to thenewspaper.com, one Connecticut motorist who asked that his name not be used discovered this after driving in October in Niagara Falls, New York. Despite being caught in what he considered a brazen speed trap, the speed limit was 45 miles per hour where he was caught, but 55 miles per hour at the same location in the opposite direction.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
He accepted the $155 fine for driving 72 miles per hour, thinking that by paying, the matter would be settled. and paid the speeding ticket, it's all over and done with.
Hmm, right?
Last week, however, the state of New York notified him. Again, this guy lives in Connecticut. The state of New York notified him that it now considers him an at-risk driver. And therefore, he must either pay the state an annual $100 tax...
What?
...or a lump sum of $300. Says, seems to me the low speeding fine was bait for a guilty plea so they could slap this on me a month or two down the road, the motorist said. I call that entrapment of the first degree. They call this driver responsibility taxes, and
wow.
They were allegedly inspired by the insurance industry practice of turning minor speeding violations into a recurring source of revenue. Though sold as affecting only bad drivers, like those convicted of wild driving drunk on a suspended license, the extra fees kick in with just a few points on the driving record.
Hmm.
How is it that a state can tax you if you don't live there? How is that possible?
I don't know.
This is government we're talking about,
right.
And anything is possible. This is fantasy land.
If you don't pay the taxes that they demand from you, then somehow or another they're going to try to come after you, you know, with all the power they have inside of their state.
Well, it may mean that they can't really come after you necessarily, but if you were to come back into their state and be in arrears on this on this tax, then you could be in some big trouble.
You know, for instance, I got a parking ticket when I was in Washington, D.C. in 1998. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't live in Washington, D.C. I don't live anywhere near Washington, D.C. And I don't intend to ever come back here, and this isn't my van.
And where are you going at the end of this one?
So, but just to make the point, I won't be taking the van that I was in. I mean, in order for it to work, that van has to show back up in Washington, D.C.
I see.
With the same license plate on it.
Just very disturbing. And by the way, the idea is spreading, this responsibility taxes. The Virginia State Senate just approved a bad driver tax by a vote of 34-6 just the other day. So get ready. If you are caught speeding, they're going to try and jack you for hundreds of dollars a year. More on the way. This is your show. Hour 2 is coming up. Take control of the airwaves.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...